Hello, welcome to this week's Therapy for Me. And I ought to start just by saying Happy Easter to everybody because it's that day. It was that day. It was Good Friday yesterday. It's obviously Saturday morning this morning. 7:50 if you want to time check. But we are in the Easter weekend, so it makes sense to say Happy Easter, which is a weird thing for somebody who's not particularly religious to want to say, I guess. And I don't quite know why I'm saying it now I'm thinking about it, other than I'm sure there's a Marillion link in there somewhere. Anyway, let's crack on with a little bit of that twangy guitar.
Monday.
You know, I have a peeve about attention to detail. You know, it's something that is a bit triggering for me. So I'm going to go on something that's been irritating me for quite a while now that I've not mentioned because I thought it was just too small a thing to mention. And we're getting into the weeds of kind of attention to detail and a little bit of OCD here. So, and I know in one breath I'm thinking I shouldn't say it because it is quite pathetic. In another breath I'm also thinking, well, you've been here this long, you know what I'm like, you're not going to be surprised by this. And actually, if you think there's a chance I could get a little bit weirder or say something that's a little bit more off the wall, then you're probably hanging around to hear it. So in that respect, I'm going to go for it anyway. It's card-only automated checkouts that are my current peeve. By the way, just while we're on this aside, and this takes us right back to the beginning, I am still finding that single finger, thank you, on the steering wheel is still winding me up. And it's been joined by the other thing that's annoying is when somebody says thank you by flashing you in the middle of the day. What's wrong with a wave? What is so hard with a wave? There's that dismissal of the single finger is terrible, but then just flashing your lights in the middle of the day to say thank you when it's not like I can't see you waving. And those things come with a lack of eye contact. Because you see the driver in front, and if they're actually looking at you, and those things come without, there's no recognition. Anyway, back to card only tills. So I will stop often and I will buy some chocolate milk when I've been out for a run. And because we, once or twice a week, I will run down to this coffee shop called Coffee Boy. It's a nice 10K route. Alison will pick me up, we'll have a coffee. And the one thing I'll do is I'll have some chocolate milk when I sit down. They don't sell it in Coffee Boy. They're perfectly fine to let me bring my own chocolate milk in. We've had the conversation, everything's fine there. So I tend to nip to the Asda, the little Asda Express. I tend to nip into there and buy some chocolate milk on the way, because it's literally a nanosecond away from the coffee shop. And every single time you go in, the first thing you see is a big sign above the automated till saying card only till. And then the next thing you get is a message telling you that it's a card only till when you start your transaction. And if that's a problem, to abort the transaction within the next 10 seconds or whatever it is, you know, 5 seconds, whatever it is. All fine. All absolutely fine. Until I scan my chocolate milk, I put it in the weighted area so I know that it's what I've got, I press pay, and then I am asked two questions, okay? One, I'm asked if I've got a bag, that's fine, I need to pay for a bag if I've got a bag, not a major problem. The second thing I'm asked is how I would like to pay. Now, I've walked up to something with a big sign on it saying I can only pay by card, and then I've been told by the little message that's slowed down the transaction for me at the beginning that I can only pay by card. But I get to the end and then I have to select how I want to pay. Now, I'm sure even if I add up every single minute of my life I could have got back in that a couple of seconds by having to select the method of payment I want to select, it probably won't amount to enough to go and have an enjoyable experience. I'm sure I couldn't add up all those 2 or 3 second blocks and win myself back enough time to say read a book or take a walk or all those kind of things. So I accept in the scheme of my entire life that we are talking about a couple of minutes worth of my time at best. What we're not talking about is a couple of minutes of my irritation. because my irritation's been going for 2.5 to 3 minutes already just in this podcast. And I'm not convinced that saying it out loud is going to make it go away, because I'm triggered by it every single time it happens. So just those little, if you're going to go to the trouble of putting a sign up saying card only till, and if you're going to go to the trouble of inserting a message into the software to tell me before I carry on that have I got the correct means of payment, because if not I should abort the transaction, then why the hell do you make me decide at the end, or make me actually select my method of payment when there's only one available?
Tuesday.
So, as you may be able to recall, it was my birthday last week, and what your birthday prompts in 2024, and has done for a little while now, is a raft of either emails from companies congratulating you on your birthday, which is nice in some respect. I mean, I enjoy the day so much more knowing that Screwfix are there with me. But also, then there's the gifts that you get. So in your loyalty apps, they will give you a birthday treat. And it's invariably the coffee apps, and it's invariably a birthday sweet treat. So I'm going to rank, I had three, and I'm going to rank them. Just because I can, actually, for no other reason than I can. So I'm going to rank the three treat providers, or the three birthday recognitions that are available. And these are the only ones I've found so far. Actually, I should rank a fourth, actually. I'm going to rank four, because there's one that I'd forgotten about, and I don't know how long it runs for, and I don't know if there's a way of checking, but they did email me, and it was very, very early. So big shout out to Prezzo, who emailed and said, it's your birthday. If you're coming for a meal, you can have a free bottle of Prosecco. So straight away, that's one. Okay, in on so many levels, that's one. And it happened quite a while before my birthday. I don't know how long it runs for. It may have expired by now, but they gave me a decent period of time. So big shout out to Prezzo for that one, because who doesn't want a free bottle of Prosecco? Yes, I know you've got to go and have a meal, but hey, you know, a cheeky little fizzy lunch, it's not a bad thing, is it? So let's go to the other three. So the other three, we'll name them to start with. We've got Costa, we've got Greggs, and we've got, of all places, Lidl. Okay, so Lidl offer you something off the bakery, and it's a good solid choice of things you can have. No problem there, and it lasted for a week, and so 7 days. And I got in on the seventh day, on the 27th, and I had a jam donut, and it was fantastic. And actually, their donuts are really quite nice, actually. Very, very light. Very, very light and fluffy. But it was a good, solid gift. Perfect. I'm in there. I do like a donut. Great. Fine. And I thought 7 days was about right. I thought it was about right. A week to have something seems about right. That one ranks in the middle, assuming that we're not counting Prezzo. So let's give you the third place. In fact, let's not. Let's do the first place. First place goes to Greggs, okay? And Greggs, same thing. It's a sweet treat. Anything off the counter, absolutely, absolutely fine. I had a triple chocolate muffin, as it goes, which I didn't have all these on the same day, by the way. But I do like taking advantage of these things. I think it's rude not to. If they've gone to the trouble, then I think you should, you know, in the spirit of it, I think you should get involved. So triple chocolate muffin from Greggs, absolutely fine, reasonable choice. The problem with Greggs is it's what's available at the time of the day. So, you know, maybe would have had more options at a different Greggs or more options at a different time. But solid effort. Greggs wins, though. Greggs wins, as Greggs does in so many things. But Greggs wins because they give you a month. You have a month to claim your treat. Okay, so Greggs is out in front. We've got Lidl slap bang in the middle. We're not counting Prezzo. So third place in the ranking of treats. And I can't believe I'm doing this, because so many other people don't give you something at all. But then if you don't give somebody something, there's nothing to think about. So I've been offered something, so I'm thinking about it. Third place in the list of treats goes to Costa. Okay. Now, it's not because there's anything wrong with Costa. In fact, I would argue Costa's sweet treats are probably better than the other two that have been put out there, because I'm going to go for a tiffin, or I'm going to go for a millionaire shortbread, given the choice, or maybe even a cheeky chocolate twist. But here's the problem. It ran out. Okay, I was in Costa, and I went to get my sweet treat, and it ran out. And now, you could argue it's my own fault for letting it run out, but what then annoyed me was it lasted for 6 days. Now, what kind of time period is 6 days? In whose world is 6 days a time period for something like that that makes any kind of sense? Who thinks to themselves, I've got to get down to Costa within 6 days of my birthday to get my free treat? I think the bare minimum is a week, in which case Lidl nailed it. I mean, okay, I could then argue I've just said it's the bare minimum, so Lidl did the bare minimum. But the fact is they did the bare minimum. I think it's cruel. I think it's actually cruel to offer you a free sweet treat for your birthday on a store that you're not going to go in every day and then give you the random time limit of 6 days. Who does anything in 6 days? Everybody thinks about everything in the course of, right, well, I've got a week. 6 days. So the best choice of treats on offer, but the worst choice of time available. If it had been on the day, I mean, actually, bizarrely, it would have been, you can have a sweet treat, but you've got to have it on your birthday. I'd have been fine with that. That would have made more sense. That would have been like, well, of course, it's my birthday. I can have a sweet treat on my birthday. Perfect, no problem. We'll give you a bit more time, but we're going to give you 6 days. That's just not working. That's wrong.
Wednesday.
I just want to shout out and say how much I'm enjoying Ian Dunt's blogs. I was directed to an Ian Dunt article. I've liked Ian Dunt for years. I liked him when he was on the Romaniacs podcast. I like him whenever he's on television. And I was directed towards a piece of his writing, which I thought was absolutely superb because his writing is superb. I was directed towards that. And thoroughly enjoyed it, and I now read his blogs, and I really should give him some cash, because he makes his blogs available for free. They'll always be available for free if you can't afford them, but the only thing he asks is that if you can afford them, then please pay for them, because it allows him to keep doing them for free for other people, which is fine, which is perfectly reasonable. And I'm not under immense pressure to do it. It's not flashed at me all the time. And I like to support a few things at any one point in time, and I need to support that. I need to support him because I really like his writing. And that's all I'm going to say, other than he's written a very good article about the death of conservatism, which is very, very well worth the read. I don't think it necessarily tells us something we don't know, but it articulates it in as well as anybody else has articulated it. I think that's what I like about him. He articulates in a way... as well as anybody else does. But also his book about how Westminster works and why it doesn't is available in paperback as of yesterday. Or might even have been Thursday, 28th or 29th, I'm not quite sure, which I'm hoping to... well, I've asked for it as a birthday present, so I'm hoping I might actually receive it today. And I'm looking forward to sitting down and giving that a read. So I'm just going to... I'm going to throw that book out there as a thing for you. I'm going to say Ian Dunt's articles. And if you're not squeamish about language, then he wrote an incredible... piece actually yesterday, Good Friday, about a particular word which a lot of people are triggered and squeamish by. I've used triggered a lot this morning. I need to stop doing that. But it was also a very interesting piece. But I only go there if you're not easily offended. If you're easily offended, then don't go there at all.
Thursday.
I was thinking this was turning into a really long, rambly episode, but actually the things I've got to finish on aren't going to take long at all. So we might end up in you know, finishing under 20, reasonably short order. Not bad for a... I mean, it's a long weekend, so you've got time to listen, but at the same time, I also think it's a long weekend. You've got plenty of other stuff you want to do. So it's a bit of an obligation to try and, you know, get this one sorted, get this bit of your weekend, you know, resolved in reasonable order, and then you can get off to the next thing. Of course, you could listen to this again. You could just savour it. I'm not quite sure why you would, but hey. And now I'm rambling, and now it's turning into 25 minutes. So, yes, come on, get yourself back under control, Ant, which I will do. I went for a walk today. By the way, don't you love the fact that sometimes I'm talking about the day as if I'm in the day, and sometimes I'm talking about the fact that I'm in a different day, and you never really know where I am. But of course, you do know where I am. You know exactly where I am. I'm sat in my office, and it's 8:05 on a Saturday morning. But anyway, today, even though it's not today, because we now know it's Saturday, but today, as in it's Thursday, I went for a walk. Why is that critical? Well, I've not mentioned my Veruca for a while. But we've been making good progress on that. Andy, who's been coming around and hacking away at it with a scalpel, has made great progress in trying to get some relief from my verruca to the point where it now doesn't hurt at all when I walk. I don't know if we're still quite there yet. I'm on filing now. I've got to treat the skin, apparently, to grow back normally. So we're on skin tricking mode. But I am I'm back walking normally. Now, in the first stage of walking normally is walking normally and not walking or limping down the street just and it hurting when I'm doing anything like walking from the car to anywhere or taking a stroll through the shops or whatever it might be. We're way past that now. So today I went for a walk, a 4.5 mile walk along one of my previous routes. And we're on about 5 months now, maybe six, since I stopped walking. Bearing in mind I used to walk on the days I don't run. So that's three walks a week that have been jettisoned. And I went for one today and I got soaking wet through, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I didn't think I'd missed it until I went again. And when I went and I walked, I actually listened to this week's Corona Diaries, did the QC listen for this week's Corona Diaries, and I just had a great time, even though I did get very, very wet. So it's amazing how something like that is a positive in your life, certainly a positive in my life. And for whatever reasons, we know the reasons, I stopped. And in fact, once I've finished doing this, I've written the notes, I pushed it out, I'm going to go and have a walk now and get my Saturday walk in, which will be great because I'm running tomorrow.
Friday.
I'm going to finish on the recommendations again. Having talked about Ian Dunn and recommended his book and recommended his blog, I'm going to talk about, it's nice when I've got something to watch. And I don't seem to be able to keep three or four things going at once. I can keep maybe one or two things going at once, but it's nice when something comes along. I'm always watching something, but it's nice when something comes along that I'm looking forward to seeing. And it's even nicer when two things come along that I'm looking forward to seeing. One, I've got a slight edge around just because I so want it to live up to an expectation because the source material is so cherished. And the other one is just something that I noticed and caught my eye and then I was waiting for it and watched the first episode yesterday and thoroughly enjoyed it and know I will have a blast watching the rest of it. The first one, the biggie, is Gentleman in Moscow, which is now out on, I think it might be Prime, I'm not sure. It's on one of the platforms, might be Disney actually, I'm not sure. But obviously, the book is very, very cherished. So I'm hoping that the series will live up to the same kind of level of, not scrutiny, I'm just hoping I enjoy it as much as I enjoyed the book. The one thing it can't do is ruin the book. There's not a way it can do that. The book is so beautifully, beautifully written. The language is exquisite. It unfolds in a way that if you've not read A Gentleman in Moscow, then you have missed out on one of the treats of your life. And you should do what you need to do to put that right. But I'm hoping that I feel the same way about the show. I've got a lot of time for Ewan McGregor, so hopefully we will get to the end of that and that will be the case. And I want to savour that. I want to wallow in that a little bit. So I'm not started yet, but I'm almost putting it off because I'm hoping I enjoy it so much that by putting it off, it's a treat to look forward to further down the line. So that's around and about. That's there to try. And then the other thing is, this is on Disney. This is called Renegade Nell. And this is written by Sally Wainwright, who's from Huddersfield and has written things, like Happy Valley and Gentleman Jack and At Home with the Braithwaites and various other things. And just thought the first episode was great. It was caught in by the trailers, thought it looked interesting, thought the lead character looked very, very interesting, and watched the first episode, just thoroughly enjoyed it. It's going to be a great historical romp. It's definitely got a good versus evil vibe thing going on. It's just going to be a real nice way of spending, eight episodes, 8 hour long episodes. So thoroughly enjoyed the first one. Would recommend that to you as a wonderful piece of hokum, but a wonderful piece of hokum, hopefully with decent pedigree. Well, it's absolutely got decent pedigree. So hopefully that follows through. And it certainly appears to be doing so far. So that's my two Easter recommendations for you. Fingers crossed that one lives up to, because one could become very, very special, and the other one I think is just going to be an absolute blast. Right, I've gone over 20, haven't I? I can see from the timer on the studio on screen, I've gone over 20. Sorry about that, I did try. But I haven't kept you too much longer. Have a lovely, lovely weekend. I hope you get out. I hope the weather's okay. It's looking quite nice this morning, and so I'm going to get out for a walk. And I will see you next time.
If you enjoyed Therapy for Me, then please subscribe and share as you see fit. This has been an A Short Stories production.